Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim wallahu waliyyul mu'minin sadaqallahu lazim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Ummah with the name Al-Waliyyu. Al-Waliyyu is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the Arabic language, the word Al-Waliyyu has many, many meanings. Al-Waliyyu also means a friend. Al-Waliyyu also means a helper. Al-Waliyyu also means a representative. Al-Waliyyu also means a master. So if someone was a slave back in the days, they would call the master as Wali. In the Arabic language, Wali is also a term that is used for a cousin. And Al-Waliyyu also means the one who loves. So the meaning of Al-Wali has many definitions. Like in Arabic, the word Mawlana. In Urdu, Mawlana is different, and in Arabic, Mawlana is also different. In Mawlana, the word in Arabic, Mawlana, one meaning is that it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anta Mawlana. O Allah, you are our Mawla. You are our Mawla. But at the same time, Mawla has many, many different meanings in the Arabic language. It is also a term that is used for respect, for someone who is more senior and for someone who is more honorable. So that term is also used. For an example, Huwa Mawlahu wa Jibreelu wa Salihul Mu'min. Here in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing that even the pious people of this ummah are the Mawla. So different terms, different names, different meanings in the Arabic language. A person needs to make sure that when he translates, it is in the right context. It is in the right context and it gives the right meaning. That is very important. So when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Waliyyu, what is the meaning? If we look in the Quran after Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this name. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. Yukhrijuhum minal dhulumati ilan nur. That Allah is the wali for the people of Iman. So here the meaning Al-Waliyyu is in the meaning of An-Nasiru, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the helper for the people of Iman. Yukhrijuhum, Allah takes them out from darkness and brings them into light. So here the meaning of Wali for Allah is in the term An-Nasir, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the helper. And so the scholars have mentioned, we are also reminded that there are many people in this world that will extend their hands to you to help you. But one needs to understand, and the aqeedah should be, that the real help only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your real helper is who? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one meaning of Al-Waliyu is that Allah is your only helper. There is another meaning of Al-Waliyu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned in the Quran, Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen, that Allah is the wali for the people of Iman. And the translation here, wali, is that Allah is very close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very closely connected to the people of Iman. So here, wali means someone who is very, very close. And so the scholars have mentioned, by default, a person of Iman is already connected with Allah. By default, he is already connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, we don't have this aqeedah like the Christians have this belief. What they say is that even before the child is born, he is sinful. He is a sinner. Ajib. He hasn't even seen the world yet. And he's in the womb, but he is sinful. So the logic they bring about, and it is some kind of something that is fabricated, that all of humanity, all insan, everyone is sinful because what happened with Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and therefore to compensate for that original sin, God has had to sacrifice his only child. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And therefore what they say is that every child, every baby is sinful. Now that is what one group of people say. Look at Islam, how beautiful is Islam. Allah is saying every child that is born in this dunya is a Muslim and pure. How beautiful is that? How would you want to describe your child? With the Islamic terminology or with the other terminology? That my child is my child. How is he a sinful child? Allah says he has been born, he is created. Allah has created this child for you and he is pure and free from any sin. He is ma'asum. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, corruption only comes later on in life. But if this child has iman with him all the time, then already that level of wilaya, that Allah has some connection with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some connection with him. And I say some connection, why? Because by default Allah is connected, and that wiring is done with everyone who has iman. The one who has testified that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his final messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like an electrician, you know, the wiring has to be done. If you want to switch on the lights here, the wiring has to be connected for the lights to be switched on. So the wiring is done by Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. It is Allah who gives the green light and that person is accepted as a mu'min, as a believer. And so when he is a believer, when he believes in Tawheed and Risalat, he is already a wali. In a sense, he has this connection. But then you have different grades in wilaya. Al-waliyu, different levels in wilaya. You can excel and get very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very, very important. That is why someone who is very, very pious, in our language we will say that he is the wali of Allah. What do we say? He is the wali of Allah. Very pious man, but ye awliyaullah. That they are the awliyaullah. Very pious, but ye to Allah ka wali hai. This is what we say. So you have different levels. Allah says, in awliyauhu illa al-muttaqoon, that the awliya, those who are really connected and very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the muttaqeen. Who are they? Muttaqeen. And muttaqeen are those who are God-fearing individuals who actually save themselves from guna. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad an-nas. Save yourselves from guna, save yourselves from guna, and you will achieve the highest level of wilaya. You will achieve the highest level of wilaya. And this is open to everybody. You don't have to be a hafiz of the Quran. You don't have to be a qari of the Quran. You don't have to be an alim of the Quran. You can be who you are as a believer, a simple man. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can raise your status simply by saving yourself from guna. Ittaqil maharim. So this is something very, very important. You have different levels in wilaya. So when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a connection, and that person has a bonding with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it means is that he is a man who has a very high level of taqwa. No problem. No problem. And so, brothers, mashallah, you know, when we come to the house of Allah, it's so important. I finished my Asr namaz and I was sitting in the car waiting for Maghrib. And there was this car parked. You have bays that are there that you can park your cars properly. And this car is parked right in the middle. No one has got any access to the first gate here. And there is so much taklif and people have to use the other gate and go. Allahu Akbar. I wonder what sawab a person takes when he does this by coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not there to judge, but certainly to give taklif to your fellow Muslim brothers. No. And nobody says nothing. Nobody says nothing. And I went out to him very politely and I said to him, brother, I'm requesting you and telling you very politely. And the look he gave me as if, you know, Ajib, as if I am his enemy. And I said to him, brother, are you getting angry for something good I am telling you? Look at how you have parked the car. Ye kaam maulviyon ka nahi hai, ye to kaam musalliyon ka hai. Lekin hamare musalli thande hai, khichri khane wale log hai. कौन से खिचड़ी खाने वाले लोग नरम हो गए. यू डू दिस इन बर्मिंगहम एंड देन यू वुड हैव सीन व्हाट वुड हैव हैपन. और यू पार्क लाइक दिस इन ब्रैडफोर्ड एंड यू शुड हैव सीन व्हाट वुड हैव हैपन. बट लेस्टर, यू नो, नरम लोग, खिचड़ी खाने वाले लोग. एंड अंटिल यू डोंट टेल अ पर्सन, ही विल नॉट अंडरस्टैंड. ही विल डू द सेम थिंग अगेन एंड अगेन एंड अगेन. आई सेड, यू आर गेटिंग एंग्री फॉर मी गिविंग यू गुड एडवाइस. I said, that is arrogance, that is takabbur that is coming out from you. He said, no. See how you have parked. I have seen 3-4 cars. They could not come out and reversing here, reversing there, reversing here, doing a complete turn going out from the other gate. This is haram. So brothers, please, mashallah, okay, we can understand sometimes, you know, you have got no parking and you've come straight for Jamaat and you've blocked the entrance. Then what a person should do? Without praying his sunnah after his farz namaz, go out, sit in the car without praying his sunnah. Because there could be someone in need to get out very, very quickly, and then you go home and you pray your sunnah at home. That way you will also fulfill the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have prayed sunnah at home. Do that quickly. Why? Because when you pray your sunnah, then by the time you come out, there will be 10 people talking to you. By the time you get to your car, then what will happen is that it is delayed. So please, mashallah, you know, we are Muslims. Allah's Nabi is that Nabi, innaka la'ala khulukin azeem. The greatest akhlaq was given to him. So khair, I'm saying about the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Waliyu. Al-Waliyu. This is a beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there are different levels of wilayats. which I will inshallah explain to you, and which is very important for us to understand. But before I explain that, let us understand that wilaya cannot be attained without following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is basics. You cannot excel in wilaya without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more you emulate and take Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your model, and you follow the sunnah, the higher you become in taqwa, the higher you become in taqwa. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, if they claim that they love Allah, if they claim that they love Allah, then they should follow you. They should follow you. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you say you love Allah, then Allah is saying, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibukumullah, and that will mean that Allah will also love you. That is how important this great Nabi is in the life of every believer, be it a man or a woman, young or old. We have to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now understand the different levels of wilaya. What is wilaya? Wilaya means someone who is closely connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lowest level is that you are a believer. The lowest level is that you are a believer. And therefore, if you are a believer, someone can say to you, Assalamu alaikum. What can he say to you? Assalamu alaikum. That is jais. Why? Because you have iman. So the name of Allah can be for you that somebody will say, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Because you have iman. That is the lowest level. Then a person needs to grow into that wilaya. And so, just to give you an explanation, scholars have mentioned, from all of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most honorable creation to Allah is insan. The most honorable creation to Allah ta'ala is insan, human beings. Even the angels had to do sajda to who? Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And so Jannat is created not for the malaika, but for the human beings, insan. And so the most honorable from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is insan. And then from all of humanity, all human beings are divided into two categories. A person might be a Muslim, a mu'min, a believer. That he believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, be it he was around in the time of Musa alayhi salam, be it in the time that he was living in the time of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, be it he was living in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, because they were all messengers. And anyone at any time, if he testifies that there is no God but Allah, and that my Nabi is Musa, or my Nabi is Isa, or my Nabi is Ibrahim, or my Nabi is Nuh alayhi salam, or Yusuf, or whatever, the Nabi of the time, then that person is a mu'min, he is a Muslim. And then you get someone who does not believe in this, that Allah is one. So everyone, otherwise, those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come under the brackets that we understand them to be kuffar or kafir. Kafir means what? Kafir is not a swear word. Kafir means the one who is ungrateful. Why is he ungrateful? Because all of these messengers came and they reminded all humanity, by you worship one Allah. Something that was in their face, something that was open in front of them, they rejected. So when you reject the truth in the Arabic language, it is called kufr. Kufran ni'ma. when you don't appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the terminology that we understand. A mu'min or a kafir. A mu'min or a kafir. So from all of all of the creation, the best creation is insan. From the best creation insan, then there are two kinds of people. Muslims and those that are from amongst the kuffar. So from the two groups, then the best people are who? The highest level of wilaya from the rest of humanity is those who have got iman. Those who have got iman. Understand that much? And then from everyone who has come in this dunya, in this world, with iman, and they left with iman, the highest level of wilaya, that means very close connection to Allah, and that Allah is beloved to them, and Allah also takes them to be beloved, thereafter is the ummah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we need to understand the line. The followers of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam are superior and higher in honor than the other communities that had come. So the wilaya of this ummah is very high. The wilaya of this ummah is very high as compared to the others. And then from the ummah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a higher level of wilaya comes with the ulama of this ummah. What is it? With the ulama of this ummah. Because of what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, al-ulama warathatul anbiya. The ulama of my ummah are those who are my heirs. And they have inherited everything from me. So then comes the ulama. And then, surpassing even the ulama, the highest wilaya then is given to a group of people in this ummah who are known as tabi'een. Who are known as tabi'een. Tabi'een are those who have seen the companions. Tabi'een are those who have seen the... So they are given the highest wilaya. So when you say he is a tabi'een, that in itself is honor. If you say somebody is a tabi'een, that is a mark of honor. And surpassing even the tabi'een, then you get to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba-e kiram ajma'een were given extraordinary wilaya. They were extraordinary wilaya. So much so that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, La tamassun nar man ra'ani. Allah will not burn that face in Jahannam that has seen the face of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the state of iman. Imagine that. So these were the companions. And then surpassing the companions, the highest level of wilaya, even much higher than the companions, then comes all of the prophets that came in this dunya. All of the prophets that came in this dunya. So their level of wilaya is the highest. Connection with Allah. And then with all the prophets that came in this dunya, the highest level of wilaya is given to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers, understand that? You understand the pattern how it is. So that Zat, Anbiya, they are the most elite. And then Sahaba, and then the Tabi'een, and then the Ulama, and then the Salihin, and then the common man, and then the other people of the different communities. So that is the level of wilaya. However, a person can excel in his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through taqwa. How can he excel? Through taqwa. This is something very, very important. Abu Musa Khawlani, rahmatullah alayh, tabi'een. He was a tabi'i. That means he had seen sahaba-e kiram ajma'in. He was in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. Now he was in Yemen. At that time in Yemen, a man whose name is Aswad-e Anasi, he claimed to be a prophet. At the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, he claimed to be a prophet. And so, He heard of Abu Musa Khawlani, so he called him and said, Abu Musa Khawlani, do you take me to be the Nabi of Allah? So Abu Musa said, I can't hear what you are saying. I can't hear what you are saying. So when he spoke about anything else he could hear, but when he said that, do you take me to be the Nabi of Allah, Aliyazu Billah, he said, I can't hear what you are saying. Now brothers, in the modern world that we live in, we have to be careful. As Muslims, we respect our neighbors. What is it? We respect our neighbors. But at the same time, it is the duty of the community to understand what is right and what is wrong. Just like how a maths teacher in school has to teach maths in the right manner. Right information has to be given in English language, in all the subjects. So as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are not violent people. And we don't say that we should go out and beat up people and do all these things. No, no. We are peaceful people. But at the same time, it's important that we are educated. In the times that we live, you will have heard of a group of people who call themselves Ahmadiyya. What do they call themselves? Ahmadiyya. First they were called Qadianis, but then they didn't like this term Qadiani, so they called themselves Ahmadiyya. I was reading an article that they were putting a lot of pressure upon Muslim groups. A lot of pressure upon Muslim groups in universities, colleges, and writing in newspaper articles, and claiming that they are the only peaceful group of people and the rest are not what we see. So the one thing they were saying is that, why do majority of the Muslims give fatwa to us that we are kafir? Why are we kafir? We pray namaz facing the Qibla. We give zakat. We perform hajj. You know, we name our children Muhammad. We love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We send salawat. We do everything what a Muslim is doing. So what is your problem? Why do you say that we are not Muslims? Now my respected brothers, understand with an example. I am an imam of a masjid. Tomorrow if I decide that I'm going to put on a police uniform and walk in the city center pretending to be a cop or a police, do you think I'm breaking the law or do you think that's accepted? Hey?
Breaking the law.
But why am I breaking the law? I am a human being, these are my clothes. I am a free man, I can choose whatever I want, and I decided to be a policeman. And I can disguise my car as a police car and put the right colors and, you know, the right stickers there, and then the right siren, and, you know, subhanallah, all these are policemen. What do you think will happen? This is a crime, this is not accepted. If you are not an official police, to be a police, that is a crime. If you drive a car, you cannot have your car looking like a police car. You can't, because you're not an official policeman. So if you want to be a Muslim, you have to be a proper Muslim. You can't pretend to be a Muslim. It is a crime in Islam. And so what the problem is that you take Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani as a Nabi that came after our Nabi. That is the problem. The question here is not about you praying namaz, because even the hypocrites in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were praying namaz behind the messenger. That is not the question. The question is, an article of faith that we take, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat, that Allah's Nabi is Khatamun Nabiyeen, you don't accept that. So what you do is just to push and slip this Aqeedah in a way that it does not hurt the feelings of other people. Instead of saying that Mirza Ghulam is the last Nabi, they say, no, no. What we say, he is Masih Maw'ud. What do they say? He is the promised Messiah. What is he? But promised Messiah is just you know, a camouflage that is there, hiding, disguise, it's masking. But in reality, what the aqeedah is, that they are saying that he is the prophet who came. And that is why majority of the Muslims don't accept them as Muslims. Now, what is really shocking, is that we don't take them as Muslims, and they say, why you don't take us as Muslims? The fact of the matter is that the Qadianis don't take us as Muslims. They don't reveal that. And I haven't got time, I'm not going to actually show you, but actually I was doing some reading up and some material for you. And here it is, in this Kalimatul Fasl, a book that is written by them, page 110, volume 14, in case somebody thinks that Mauli Sahab aise hi baat kar raha hai. No. Here, in this paragraph here, it clearly says, is ayat ke matahat har aisa shaks jo Musa alayhi salam ko to nabi manta hai magar Isa ko nabi nahi manta, ya Isa ko manta hai magar Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam ko nahi manta, aur Muhammad ko to manta hai lekin, now after nabi Muhammad who comes? Nobody. So what they say, lekin Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko manta hai, lekin masih maw'ud ko nahi manta, wo sirf kafir hi nahi balki pakka kafir. So even according to them, who are we? Can you imagine the hypocrisy of people? You know, just because you know how to speak English and politics and this and that, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And so my respected brothers, we are peaceful people, but we live in a democracy, we respect everybody, but at the same time, it is important for us to understand who we are. So we are educating our masses, just like how they are educating their masses. So we have to understand who we are. Don't be influenced by people. Be like Abu Musa Khawlani. So Aswad Anas, he said, do you believe me as a Nabi of Allah? He said, no. Aswad Anas, he said, no problem. And he said, you know what, put in front of me a great fire. Great fire was kindled, and there was this huge fire. And they said, put Musa Khawlani inside, throw him inside. And they pushed Abu Musa Khawlani inside. And they were all saying that, you see, he does not believe in me to be the Nabi, and we are burning him alive. Lo behold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him like how Ibrahim alayhi salam was protected. And Abu Musa Khawlani, the tabi'i, is standing there looking at them. Not a single hair is burning. And he's just standing there. And so people are wondering what is happening. And then he said, is that enough? So what could they do? And he walked out from the fire. Now Aswad Anasi, who claimed to be a Nabi, was shivering. What do I do now? So you know, you get those that are his right hand people. They said, you know what, this man will do a lot of fitna if he stays here in Yemen. Expel him from Yemen. So the right thing for them to do at that time is to remove this fitna, so people after a few days can forget what had happened. So they told him to get out. So he decided to go to Medina Munawwara. And Medina Munawwara, subhanallah, the first man he meets was a man, Umar ibn al-Khattab. There are people who swear at Umar ibn al-Khattab, but of course, he is the only companion that Allah's Nabi lifted up his hands and said, Allah, give me Umar. Allah, give me Umar. What a great man. Allah, give me Umar. And Allah gave Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Umar ibn al-Khattab. What a great man. What a tragedy it will be for those who don't repent if they still abuse these great companions and are abusive to these great companions. Hazrat Umar said, are you Musa Khawlani? And we have heard what has happened. He said, gee, Hazrat, it is me. Hazrat Umar stood up and took his forehead and kissed the forehead. That is where the fuqaha say that it is mustahab to kiss the ulama on the forehead. So if you go in Saudi Arabia, this is a normal practice. So you'll see the imams of haram and the shuyukh, this is what they do. So this is what Umar ibn al-Khattab did because of Allah is protecting him. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was holding his hands and said to him, let me take you to our Amir. And Hazrat Umar was so happy and took him to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And said everything what had happened, that this is what had happened, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. So this is wilayat. This is wilaya. His connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Very quickly in the battle of Uhud, the kuffar were chanting out, U'lu hubul, u'lu hubul. As in hubul was an idol. Long live hubul, long live hubul, aliyazu billah. So the Muslims were saying, Allahu a'la wa ajal, Allahu a'la wa ajal. Allah is the most high. Then they came up with a different chanting and they said, Lana al-Uzza wa la Uzza lakum. We have Uzza, the great idol, and you Muslims, wa la Uzza lakum, you have no Uzza. So the Muslims looked at Huzur alayhi salam and Huzur alayhi salam said, say to them, Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Allah is our Mawla and for you there is no Mawla. And they could not say anything thereafter. So Allah is our Mawla and there is no Mawla. And the word Mawlana actually is made up from this word Waliyu also. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we understand the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that we have close connection to this beautiful name Al-Waliyu. InshaAllah, just a few minutes of muraqabah, if you close your eyes and think of the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your heart is taking and doing the tasbih of this powerful name Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب العالمين.